So we're doing another learning episode.
Oh shit! What are we learning? It's been a long. How long is it? What?
I don't know, you said something about stocks and then...
Oh, dude. And then, I'm watching the world burn and it's fucking awesome. So you don't know what's going on?
No.
All right. In short, so hedge fund, basically the rich people that just continue to destroy our economy,
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing short, like short stocking or whatever. It's basically a way to manipulate the market. So they saw GameStop. They basically bet that GameStop would go under, which is a safe bet.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people on Reddit and Wall Street
found out about it.
Well, they've known about it, but they decided to band together and they're like, no, we're going to keep this stock up. And as the logic is, at a certain point, if the stock stays higher than what those people bought in for, they have to pay that out. And I know I'm oversimplifying it.
Yeah.
But in short,
but that's what I need because I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
When it comes to stocks, I don't know shit. I don't understand.
I've been learning about anything. It from TikTok. See you next. I've been learning about it from TikTok. So I'm
fucking
idiot. Oh, that's
a fucking super reliable source.
Here's what I do.
You go back and forth between stock market advice and cops killing black people.
Yeah.
That's basically my
TikTok now.
So toxic.
It's awesome.
That is just.
In between, I meditate. I'm good, dude. You need
to get away from that.
It's great. No,
it's not.
No, it's fascinating.
I'm telling you, it's not good for you.
Hold on. I think I got a job. Hold on a second.
Oh, God.
This is important. I need.
Should
these.
I pause?
Occupation. No, never mind.
Okay.
No. So basically, when it's all said and done, the average guy fucked the hedge fund people, and they owe like a lot of money now.
To who?
To GameStop.
Cool.
GameStop, AMC, and Nokia are like. Good now.
And they did it for all three of them.
Yeah, they picked they found the ones that the brokers were betting against,
right?
And then they just put all of their money on it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then there was a bunch of drama with them with the apps that they were using trying to block people, which is illegal. Yeah. It was a whole thing. But yeah, man, these people are losing a lot of money, and it feels good. So good.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
You don't think so?
No. Dude, if they're like, oh, we're running out of money, the government would be like, all right, here you go.
I think that was the point. I think that was the point that is trying to be made. But
here's the thing. Next week, nobody's going to be talking about it. Everybody made their shitty GameStop jokes, and we can just move on now.
I don't know. I you don't have that feeling of like, it feels like something, there's a shift happening. You don't feel that?
Nope.
All right. Well, we're going to... Whatever. And then they're also putting money into Bitcoin and Dogecoin.
Okay.
So the logic is that this can become long term and it can change the way our economy works because they can use Bitcoin and Dogecoin to continue to manipulate the stock market, whereas the Wall Street people don't use Bitcoin. They use cash.
Right.
So this little moment in history is apparently shifting our economy and the way it runs. That's the idea. Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I'm hopeful, I guess. Everything okay?
Mm-hmm. My dad texted me. I can wait.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not just sitting on my phone looking at this shit all the time. I actually, most of the time, I am in silence. Like I don't play music or I don't put on TV or whatever, and I just let it be quiet.
When are you gonna start killing people? Like, you gotta let me know
when I'm in Chicago.
Like, that is some psychopath shit. Yeah, once it's really cold.
Yeah,
and you're like, fuck everyone.
And I snap.
Yeah.
I just go out and I make like a
You start with like stray cats.
Just strangling them in the streets of Chicago.
Just leaving them in snowbanks.
Yeah, and then I suck out their marrow.
Oh, okay. I thought killing them was enough, but all right.
Eventually, I was going to graduate to like a snowball gun, but I put pebbles inside of the snowball gun and just go out to the streets of Chicago and take people out. This is a joke. For those of you who don't understand, I'm joking.
For the Chicago police.
Yeah, for the future Chicago police. No, man, I've been good, man. I've been, I'm better than you. I've been meditating.
That's good.
Getting to my Buddhism. I'm way better than you.
Okay, that's great. You can become enlightened.
Yeah, I light incense. I'm better than you.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I eat with chopsticks now. I'm better than you.
I can eat with chopsticks.
No, but
you
I
eat
do
exclusively
it.
With oh, chopsticks.
With chopsticks. I eat soup with chopsticks.
Why?
Because I'm better than you, Will. No, I'm a higher being now.
That doesn't mean shit. We came up with a more convenient way to eat soup.
You mean the Europeans?
Those fucking idiots trying to eat soup with sticks. Fuck you doing? Like, I get it. I've eaten ramen with chopsticks, but it's like, hey, give me a spoon. Mm. Give me a ladle for fuck's sake. I don't care.
Speaking of food shit, I ate some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
did you like it? The crunch?
It was tolerable.
Oh, that's good. That's a start.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see myself incorporating this into my diet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just for the
maybe like every once in a while, someone's like, "Hey, I want to get some fried chicken. Like, I'll have a piece."
I can, like I want to be able to do that. If I ever get put in a situation where it's like, you don't have any carrots, you only have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, whatever, whatever situation that would be. If you're on a flight and they're like, "Listen, it's either carrots or KFC," and you're like, "All right, I'll take KFC."
That's the I've been eating pho.
I've never had pho.
It's I eat my version of it. Like, I make my own pho at home.
Oh. How do you do that?
I get, let's see.
Cooking with Aaron.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. We go. All right. Okay. Yeah.
In front of a live studio audience. Yeah.
Basically,
you got to come out dancing.
Is that what I got to do?
We're going to make pho today.
What is this movement you got going on?
That's the Ellen.
You put your hands on your hips and it upset
that's
me.
What you were going to do. I'm going to put my... On NBC at 9:30 in the morning on Wednesdays. Yeah.
And then
that's your future.
Like 5 years in, I'll get Me Too'd and then it'll be a whole thing.
No, we're going to get past that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are we post Me Too era for real now, you think?
Almost.
Yeah.
We're getting there, yeah.
Good.
That and PC is going out the window after this pandemic for sure.
Yeah. I think people realize how.
Yeah.
Silly.
So get over yourself.
Yeah. I like to take the Bill Burr approach. No one actually gives a fuck.
Yeah.
That's really
what it comes down to. Yeah,
no one actually gives
in
a fuck.
In general.
Mm-hmm. Unless you do something atrocious, but my pho.
So don't do that.
Yeah, just don't do that.
That's pretty easy, right?
I get jalapeno peppers and habanero
fuck
peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
No, my shit is
fuck
spicy.
Yeah, that's what's up, dude. That's a great start.
Yeah, and then I get kale, spinach, cucumber. Fucking oregano, vegetables and green shit, and I put the green shit in the water and I let the green shit boil until the water's brownish. Then I put salt in it. This is my cooking show. Fuck you, Will. This is how I do it. And I put salt in it, which completely counteracts all of the healthy parts of what I'm doing. And then I pour the I strain. Excuse me. I want to use the proper terminology.
Wow.
I strain the liquid above the noodles in a circular motion as to cover all parts of the noodles. Then I sit on the floor because I want to be as Asian as possible while I eat.
No, you got to squat, dude.
Oh, right. I got to squat. Yeah. And then I have to eat it really fast and then go work in a coal mine or whatever.
Yeah. You know what I found weird about like when I first started eating ramen with chopsticks was like I noticed like, you kind of have to slurp and be loud. And I asked the person that like I was eating with, I was like, how come like you think in like an Asian culture that like you wouldn't want to slurp because like that seems rude. And they're like, well, that's just not considered rude. Like it just is. It's just, that's, you have to do that to eat the soup. So like, it's just part of it.
Right.
And I was like, huh. Oh, all right. That's
kind
of cool.
Things, yeah. Why the chopsticks though? Because all joking aside, the fork makes more sense.
Oh, yeah. And a spoon? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Why the chopsticks?
I mean, at this point, I feel like it's just cultural. Like, Yeah. And they're like, we've been using this for so long. It's like, we're not going to bow to these imperial bastards. But I don't know. It, like, you can pretty much eat what, George?
Do you know the answer, George? What is the answer?
Is Mike still on? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I love saying ignorant shit about Asian culture so George can
this episode brought to you. No. Chopsticks were invented because, well, they were used for cooking primarily because you could just get two sticks and cook with them. And as food got smaller and portion sizes got more individualized, chopsticks got smaller. You didn't have to cook, but now you could eat with them and you didn't have to forge a fire to make a fork. You didn't have to make a metal piece. You could just get two sticks, rub them together for 2 hours, and now you have a eating utensil. So it was just an easier, more direct way to put food in your mouth.
So these people want to stay barbarians.
Wow.
Eco-friendly.
Right, right. Let's call it that.
Jesus Christ.
George out.
That makes, okay, the history behind it makes sense. And honestly, I can't talk shit. Our culture is filled with dumb shit all the time. So
yeah.
Yeah. And it does feel gratifying.
Plus also you can eat everything with chopsticks.
Soup.
Yeah. You can eat it.
You cannot eat soup.
Yeah, dude, you hold the bowl up, you drink it.
You're not using the chopsticks.
But
at that
then
point.
You can use them to get the noodles.
No, I mean, but after the
like
noodles.
Ramen.
Right, but when it's just the broth.
Then you just drink it out of the bowl.
Right, but you're not using the chopsticks to.
Yeah, but you don't need to.
Right.
So like you can eat everything, but what like else? You can't eat everything with a fork. You couldn't do that with a fork if you just had a fork.
Okay, all right. You're the food guy between the two of us.
I actually like using chopsticks.
Okay, chopsticks with a hot dog.
You don't. What the fuck?
You said would, you can make eat anything.
You could. Yeah, you definitely could.
Right. You would just look like a.
But
douche.
It's a finger food. Yeah, it would be like, what are you like a germaphobe? Or I don't. That wouldn't even make sense.
Here's the plan.
I don't want to touch it.
here's the plan, Will. When everything opens up, and
we're just gonna go places with chopsticks. Yep. We have to eat everything.
We have to eat everything with chopsticks and just watch people's reactions.
Although I'd say like a steak would be hard.
You
know, you kind of need a knife,
right?
But like chopsticks and a knife, you could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Hey, George, how would you eat a steak as a person of Asian persuasion?
Right.
Like, what would they just chop it up before they eat it?
Or Kung
like
Fu chop, and then it comes in half.
Yeah, we'd do the Wing Chun right. chop. And, no, I mean, use it like a fork. They're still knives. Like,
so they would use a knife, but they just use chopsticks to, like,
to hold it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I want
to
see a spork.
They just use their sword. Fucking cut it up.
It's a ceremony. Shink.
Fucking katana. Just
this has gotten weirdly specific towards Asian people.
Still the enemy's blood on it and just chopping up your steak.
Oh,
that makes
fuck.
Sense, though.
But, oh, yeah, the Kentucky Fried Chicken. I liked the crispiness. I like the what is that, the skin?
Breading?
Breading, sure.
Yeah, I guess it'd be skin, yeah.
I like the breading. The meat itself, I jokes aside, I have been genuinely meditating, being all that shit. I had to, like, get in the zone to do this.
Yeah.
And I ate it and it was like slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah. I mean that's how you want dry meat.
Well, I don't know what I want. So
you need to try turkey on Thanksgiving after it's like been sitting out for a few minutes. Like, it gets dry.
Sounds delicious.
So you want it tastes good. I prefer like a little bit of
slime.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I just not using the right adjective?
No, it's tender. You could say like juicy. I don't know.
Mm. My plan is to go from different chicken joints and compare them all mentally.
Yeah.
So next
go to Roscoe's.
I'm going to Popeye's next.
Nice.
And then Church's.
You have no interest. Did you get like bone, like a
yeah
a drumstick?
I got a drumstick. And
no interest in a chicken tender?
No. My logic, because I remember being a kid and having some, I was going with the most familiar.
Okay.
Then I'm going to build from there.
Okay.
So I'll keep you updated on my culinary experiences.
I think, I don't know, you might like a chicken. Like, if you like the crunch. And
I really like the crunch.
And I don't know if, like, the slimy, because I think part of the sliminess, too, comes from, like, you know, there's still, like, the ligaments and tendons in there and shit. So, like.
It got in my head.
Yeah. So, like, if you just have a chicken tender, it's, like, just the meat. Right. Like they just do like a chicken breast and just take the good meat off and just bread it. And
I'll get there eventually. Yeah. But I think that was the other like mentally remembering like this was a thing that was moving around. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. You might like Popeyes more because I think it's probably flavored better.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that experience.
Yeah. I feel it's like KFC's white people.
Is it?
I think so.
Where do the stereotypes? I mean,
Colonel Sanders, white as shit.
He's very, very white. So. He was very white. Now he's being played by a Mexican in a movie.
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Nothing matters anymore.
I don't care. He took my role. God damn it. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, nothing matters anymore.
Nothing matters.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's nice.
Just do what you want.
I've come to a place of really a distaste for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like an extreme distaste.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening on your face?
No, I'm just
in agreement.
Yeah.
When did you start to have an extreme distaste for people?
I mean, before I moved here,
really?
working retail and stuff.
Mm. Well, I as of recent. I mean, throughout this whole, I can't even call it a quarantine anymore. What the fuck are we in right now? What era of this shit is this?
It's like we're getting toward the end.
Yes, it does feel like that. But it went from like feeling this need to be around people and then quarantine happened and feeling the anxiety, then a calm where I wasn't thinking about people. And then as things started to open up, the more people I was around after that, I was like, I fucking hate all of you.
Yeah.
Why do you all exist?
Yeah.
So
I've had this outlook years and you always made fun of me for it. You fucking were so mad at me for it.
Yeah
and I was like, you just don't understand life yet, Aaron Chase.
I just took a pandemic. It just took the entire world with me.
Yeah, it just took a deadly pandemic.
I think partly
deadly.
Well, no, it was deadly. I think a part of it was just like not having the ability to be alone. I know that sounds strange, but just in my life, I've never given the ability to be alone.
Yeah.
So in...
Feels good.
Yeah. It's amazing. I fucking hate people. Every time I drive... Yo, have you been experiencing... It feels like people are driving more crazy.
Well, I mean, it's been raining, so...
I mean...
People are fucking just... Oh, my God. When it rains out here, it's like, what's going on? What's going on in your head that you think you can't, like, drive normally?
People slow down over there, right? And where you're... I almost said Minnesota, Michigan. People slow down in Michigan, right? When it rains and snows.
If it rains hard.
Right.
But if it's just rain, no.
But our...
No.
No, our roads have the oil slick and shit, right? That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just need to be a little more looking ahead a little more.
I guess. I don't trust people. I say we kill them all.
Okay.
Okay. Now that that's been established,
I mean, since you said it, we can, it's okay. We can go.
What has been what's been going on in your life?
Not a whole lot, man.
Nothing ever is really though.
No, I mean, I'm just going to work, playing games.
Hmm. Are you bored?
Just waiting. Not really.
Really?
Nope. I always have something to do. Playing D&D.
How does it affect your feelings towards stand up in the future? Like.
Oh, I'm just waiting for it to come back.
Very patient of you.
Yeah.
Mm, very zen.
It's out of my control.
Nice, bro. Man, you're a Buddhist, bro.
And I just want to be like, and I just like, I don't know. I just didn't want to get sick.
Right.
So I'm just like, I have no problem staying home because I have to make money or else I can't do stand up anyway.
Right.
So priorities a little bit.
That makes sense. fuck, man. It's like I want shows to come back, but now I hate people so much that I don't want to have to go to the shows. Like, I want everyone to be away.
Yeah, just go and just do comedy stuff. You don't have to talk to people.
No, not even having to talk to people. I literally don't like to be around people anymore. Like,
well,
I don't
that's like going to be a problem.
Why?
Because it's kind of part of the gig you're trying to do.
Yeah, I know. So. Well, I'll get over it. I'll get over it. Like, it's fine. It's not like an anxiety thing.
Yeah.
It's just like an irritant thing. There's just something about human beings that I can't stand. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am starting to sound like I'm going to murder cats after this.
Yeah. Once you start losing feelings for
humans. I have empathy or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just annoying. I don't know.
Most people are. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
What else are you going to teach me about today, Aaron Chase?
Is that what this podcast is?
Did we finish with the stock market stuff?
Oh, I mean, there was more levels to it, but it just, I don't know. I got this feeling that we're in a big shift. Like, this is, I think I was writing a joke about it, actually. Something like, what?
Go ahead.
Okay. Something like, I think the premise is that 2020 was the year of transparency. Like, I feel like we've been headed, as social media's come out and time's gone, we've continued to be more open with our lives. And 2020 was the year that, like, people were like, fuck it, I'm a Nazi. and are totally comfortable with that. Yeah. Like, storming the Capitol with a mask off. And being like, yeah, this is who I am. Fucking live streaming a felony that is, if I'm pretty sure, supposed to get you hung. If we're going to go by old school standards, right? Treason gets you hung?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it gets you hung. But no, just people like.
Is that what we go by? I'm old gonna, school yeah. standards?
Fuck it. Let's get out of the guillotine.
Jesus Christ.
If you are the guy who lets go of the guillotine rope, did you technically do the killing, though?
It's your job, so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it's your job. So it's excused.
If this is the past and you had to have a job and you were offered the Undertaker job.
Wait, Undertaker or the
guy with the mask?
The killer.
He's the Undertaker, right?
No. It's somebody else. Undertaker is the guy that, like, when somebody died, they come out and get the body and, like, bury him.
Juan would be the Undertaker. Juan C.S. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The guy who's the guy who wears the black hood?
I don't know. He's just the...
He's the guy.
The head chopper.
The head chopper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scythe carrier.
If you were gonna...
Death himself.
If you were going to be the operator of one of those killing machines... Which killing machine would it be? You get the gallows so you can hang someone. You get the guillotine. You can go old school with an axe, and you got to be that guy.
Guillotine would definitely be the easiest one.
You don't think hanging would be?
I mean, those two are kind of like one and the same, but like with the
lever,
with the rope, all you have to do is let go. You just have to let go.
And just don't look.
With the lever, it's like you have to pull the clasp that locks it in place, and then you have to like physically move it. But with a rope, all you gotta do is whoop.
It's giving me
it slipped. Oh shit. Oh man.
It's giving me anxiety.
You could justify that every time. It just happens.
It just happened by accident.
That is a slippery ass rope.
Right,
you know
right, right. You just put some baby lotion on your hands before you do it. I get it.
Yeah. So that one's
Fuck, dude.
You just have to go to church every week and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's how that works. Speaking of which, this is the thing that annoys me about religion. Get ready. You're going to be excited about this.
Okay.
I actually think religion is really cool. It's that people fuck it up. Like, I went to this, I went over to this Buddhist temple just to, like, ask questions. And
where is this at?
It was in Riverside.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, I went to Tibet.
I just flew over. Yeah. I was gone for a week. You didn't notice?
To India.
Yeah. I had a whole journey and everything. I refused to shave my head.
You should go.
Okay. Give me the money.
You should go.
All right.
And report back.
Fuck Chicago. Just go do comedy out there with
dude,
the monks.
It's probably cheaper to go to India or like fucking Tibet, whatever.
I could see it. But I go into this Buddhist temple or whatever. And they looked so afraid of me.
Because you're black?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Where you're
like, I want to join you. And they're like, we don't have room.
We didn't even
you're too tall. We don't have robes that fit you, dude.
We didn't even get to that point. I walk over. They look at me and looked. they looked like if they spoke English, they would have called the cops. Fuck them.
Jesus Christ.
So it made,
that's so funny considering what they are.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah.
But Asian people, and I know this is going to be a whole, yeah. No, not George Asian. That's different. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
like Japanese, fucking Chinese, fucking Vietnamese, oh fucking Filipino.
That's all of him.
No, it is.
Yes, that's he named his major two culture.
No, he's Hawaiian.
No, he's Filipino and Japanese.
I'm Filipino.
Fucking Christ, bud.
I'm just.
Oh my God.
Well, I've given up. I'm broken. The stock market.
Oh, the stock market. We're just going to blame everything on the stock market. It has no effect on your life.
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God. Oh, my GameStop. Sound like Republicans blaming Biden for shit now. It's like, shut the fuck up.
All my GameStop purchases, though.
You fucking. Oh, my God.
All right. I'm going to reel it in. I'm going to reel the racism in. Let me reel it in. I'm going to reel it in. Here we go. All right. I'm frustrated because it feels like there's nowhere to go. If I go to, like, unless it's black church, and black church creeps me out too. I don't want to see people roll around on the floor speaking in tongues and shit. You've seen that, right?
You should join Scientology.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be welcome. I've
been watching Leah Remini's docu-series.
What is it called?
Hers is called, it's just like, it's just called like Scientology. It's like it's good. I mean, it's simple, but it's good. Yeah, you're thinking of Going Clear.
Yes, yeah.
Which is like the same thing, just over and over again.
Right. But it sounds like fun. It's
interesting.
Enough.
Yeah.
Ooh, please remind me of that. I want to see that.
It's pretty good.
It's just annoying. It's annoying that like this whole racial thing is getting really on my nerves. Mm-hmm. It feels like I can't go anywhere or do anything unless it is just black people around, so I don't feel like I'm being stared at. So, yeah, I like the religion, and what I've been learning about Buddhism and all that stuff is cool, but I'm already annoyed because they're doing the same shit, or at least in this very small experience, they're doing the same shit that I had to experience at, like, white Christian church.
Yeah.
And that gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
The end. So I'm going to join your church, Will.
What's that?
What would be, I guess you'd be atheist, right?
I don't have one.
The God haters?
I mean, I don't.
You hate Jesus.
I just don't care.
Yeah, okay. You'll be caring when you stand on the feet of the fiery flame. Standing
at the pearly gates trying to get in. And St. Peter says, no, sir. No, sirree.
Did you watch Soul?
Yeah.
How did you think?
It was okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it, but it was okay. It wasn't like a masterpiece. But it was okay. I mean, it was fun.
I think I said this around.
There was some good jokes.
Yeah. I like Jamie. It was Jamie Foxx, right?
Sure. I don't know. He was great if he was. Yeah. He was. I love the characters and everything. It was just like, I don't know. It just didn't like.
Hit you.
Hit.
You need to watch Kit Bull.
Okay.
Please.
We'll see.
Will. Come on.
What's it on?
It's on Disney Plus. And it's like 10 minutes. It's one of those Disney shorts.
Oof, oh, fuck but you. 10 minutes.
Fuck you.
I don't even know.
Pixar's fantastic. Yeah. 10 minutes of Pixar is a really orgasmic experience.
Reasonable. Do you remember their, I think it was their short with the old man playing chess with himself?
Yeah.
So good, right?
Like that one, the moon and the moon and the sun. You see that one where they fight, the moon and the sun fight?
It's a small red flags going up, but I don't really.
It's on Disney Plus. All of it's on Disney Plus. Yeah. Speaking of which, Jesus Christ, everything is on Disney
Plus. It's great. It's a great service.
It really is.
You see, there's a branch in UK that is going to start adding like adult oriented stuff, like Deadpool 2 and stuff. Yep.
Because of Fox.
Sure. I don't know what the reasoning is.
Right.
But everybody's like, oh no, Disney would never. Like, there's been like certain instances where like. I'll be like, oh, they should have like put a lesbian couple in this movie. It would have made it better. And I can't remember what movie I was referring to, but it was a Disney Plus movie. And the person I was talking to was like, well, I mean, it's Disney. Like, they're not going to do that. I'm like, they could do whatever they want.
Money.
Like, yeah, they could do whatever they want. They just choose not to. But if they wanted to, they would be fine. People would probably embrace it. I would.
Yeah.
They'd be like, this is great. I mean, they already had The Simpsons. It's like, that's pretty adult. I mean, my parents wouldn't let me watch it.
Yeah, but now.
Nowadays, yeah.
Compared to fucking Rick and Morty.
Right.
It's just. But yeah. I know what you're saying. But Disney Plus. The fucking the rock climbing guy?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Is that Christ. Alex Honnold?
Sure.
Is that his doc? Yeah. It's crazy. Those dudes are nuts.
I had to pause a lot. I had to pause and walk away from you see me when I walk. I would walk away with my nigga. Oh shit, cuz he's floating. He's floating. That's not possible.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And
those
and,
dudes are, yeah. I don't know. And like, you've been to the rock climbing gym with George. Yeah. It's fucking hard. And those are like plotted out.
Yeah.
Imagine like you don't know where you're supposed to go next necessarily. I mean, they do.
Well, but, yeah, he, yeah, that's a whole thing.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's not like planned out. You have to like remember it.
It's one of those things where when people say like, I don't know how you do stand up, man. That's so scary. Shut the fuck up. It's really, I understand that they aren't used to it. But that's way crazier.
You're not going to die if you fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Your ego.
I'll feel bad.
Yeah.
But
at
I'll
worst,
be alive.
You'll feel bad. At worst, your family or friends will see it and they'll make fun of you every birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you
know. I'm just talking about like a bomb, like when you bomb.
Right.
Like if you bomb as a rock climber.
Yeah. You die.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. What are the other things I need to teach you about? Oh, okay. All right. I know that you hate religion and shit, but no, it's been working for me. The Buddhism thing.
Yeah.
All right. So there's the chakras, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about this a little bit.
The butthole chakra.
Starting at the butthole chakra.
Okay. Next one up. You're starting to learn more because before that's all you knew is the butthole chakra.
Okay. Just hold on. All right. It's called the root chakra, you piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
The butthole chakra.
The ass root.
So that's essentially, from what I understand of it, that is your basic needs. Food, water, shelter. As long as you have food, water, shelter in order, then you can move up from there. And I did not have food, water, shelter in order because money and worrying about all the stuff. But now that seems to have leveled out a bit. So I fixed the root chakra. Now I'm going to move up to the next one. I don't remember what it is. I think it's the sacral chakra. And that has to do, it's like your
dick?
Yeah. No, I know, for real. It's like your... Religion's fun, bro. It's like, it's your, it's in your pelvic area, right under your belly button.
Uh-huh.
And it has something to do with, fuck, I don't know.
The penile chakra.
Yeah, it's a penis chakra. Okay, so we have the butthole chakra, then the penis chakra. Mm-hmm. This is how I'm going to remember it now. I'm going to go to a temple and be like, can you teach me more about the penis chakra?
And they'll be like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I know
about.
Exactly what you mean.
All right, I'll work on the penis chakra and then come back to you on it.
Okay.
But that's been, that's
so what's good. That supposed to be though? Like
it's
pleasure.
No, it's something. Each chakra,
I hope so.
It's something.
Fuck, dude.
Each chakra is supposed to focus on a thing and you can interpret it literally. Like you can interpret it as literally these things are here. I like to look at it more as just a guide. Mm-hmm. It's a map for how to kind of think about things, how to live your life.
Right.
Well, so I learned about Siddhartha Gauram. Siddhartha Gauram, who is Buddha. So basically, you ready to hear the story of Siddhartha Gauram?
Yeah, man.
All right. So basically, this lady has a vision or whatever that her son is either going to be a great leader if he stays in the kingdom, or he's going to be a great spiritual teacher if he leaves the kingdom.
Okay.
His dad's like, I'm going to make this nigga Kanye.
Okay.
His dad's like, he's staying right here. I'm going to pamper the shit out of him. And he's going to be a great leader of the continent or whatever.
Okay.
He leaves the kingdom for the first time in his life in his 20s, I think, or maybe his 30s. He leaves the kingdom and he sees four times. And he sees an old man, a sick man, a dead man, and a poor guy. This is already sounding like a shitty joke.
Very complex.
It's not complicated.
Okay.
So he leaves and he's like...
He travels the Silk Road. He comes across like a poor man, a rich man, a bald man, and a stiff man.
So he sees these people and he sees the poor guy is happy. He's begging for money, but he's happy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, how can there be so much suffering in the world? And still, how do you find happiness with suffering? Since he had never experienced suffering, really. So he decides to go on this journey, this quest, and whatever. Then he ends up learning a bunch of... He goes on a fucking hero's journey, you know? Then he learns a bunch of shit. He sits under an oak tree.
This sounds like a great D&D campaign.
Yeah. Oh, I would be a great temple leader. All right, so then you fucking go lie down, do some deep breaths.
Okay, so he sits under a tree. This is the story of the Buddha?
Yeah.
I actually know this story.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, so he sits under the tree for like 40 days.
I took a religion class.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
and then what made me realize everything's bullshit?
Why? Okay,
because there's too much, and it's just like, all right, if you can't, if there can't just be one, then it obviously, like, if there's too many different beliefs for any single one to be right.
Right.
So, well, like, it's just, oh, this is just stories then. Like, well, which I just is fine.
Take what works from each one.
I mean, yeah, but. Yeah, but after a while, it's like, I don't actually need religion. I have what I've learned how to be a relatively moral person. You know what I mean? Like, I understand what they're teaching me. I don't need to go to church.
I think that that thought process works for people who aren't broken.
That's fair. Yeah.
People who have gone through things, like really terrible things.
Yeah.
I think
they need a way to justify their existence. No. Like, I need to keep going because if I kill myself, I won't get into heaven.
Some of those people do need that. yeah. But I had a joke I was working on. It was essentially like, there's two types of religious people. There's the stoner religious guy. And then there's the religious guy who would keep you alive in a zombie apocalypse. Is that... The second guy interprets all of this as violence and kill anyone that is not me, and I need to protect myself and my family. And then the stoner guy's like, no, man, let's be cool with each other. And that's the difference. No? It's working out bits. no, there's just, I think dumb people fuck it up. Like, when you boil it, what it is, down to just kind of the beliefs, it's like, yeah, Christianity, don't be a dick, don't kill people, it's cool.
Yeah.
Buddhism, man, you got to have inner peace and be present, live in the moment, that's cool. And then dumb people come in and say, this is about my country, or whatever. Jesus bless this bald eagle that landed on my truck specifically. Like,
oh yeah,
dumb fucks.
That's where it came from.
That's where it came from.
And their truck.
There's people who are actually praying to Trump. Out in the Capitol.
Nice.
Like, they were doing the whole Muslim thing on the ground.
The irony.
Yeah, right? They're actually praying to Trump.
It's so funny.
Speaking of which.
I find it so funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh, hey, by the way, nothing happened on Inauguration Day.
No, there was things that happened. They found a car. No, what was it? I think it was a truck with some pipe bombs in it. They've been catching people. They've been stopping
but nothing
it.
Happened.
They've been stopping it before it could happen.
Because their people are doing their job.
Oh, my God. All right, Will. Don't get comfortable.
What the fuck do you expect?
All right. Okay. All right.
Point is, it went by perfectly fine. We got a new president. Aren't you feeling good about it?
I do feel really nice about it.
All right.
It feels...
I'm glad you are, because everybody else seems to be real upset for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
Like...
Nothing different has happened.
For me, it's nice. It's... What's
yeah, but imagine if Trump was still on Twitter.
Fucking terrible. I'm glad he's not. I'm glad shit's boring. Like, for the health of the fucking world.
You start thinking about other things finally. People start writing jokes about other shit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is it feels nice to, and we'll only briefly be in here in this little shit puddle here, but it feels nice to not have to bring him up anymore. He's gone.
Yeah.
Until the trial comes in or whatever, but.
Yeah, that's until the next campaign run.
If they, I'm pretty sure if he is found guilty, he can't run again.
Nope.
What do you mean?
That's not a...
No, it's a thing.
Nope, it's not.
According to who?
If you have a felony, you can run as president with a felony.
No. If he gets impeached for the second thing and he's found guilty for that through the trial, then he can't run again.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, I don't care. We're not going to look it up.
No, we're not, but I'm pretty sure he can still run. I mean, if he's in prison, obviously he can't. But if he's out and about, the only thing, you have to be 35 and an American citizen.
No, man. I'm pretty sure if you get impeached, you
why?
Can.
If the people vote you back in?
Yeah, but our system's rigged and crazy.
Yeah, so? It is what it is. So it could happen.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, now you're making me want to look this up. If Trump gets impeached, can he run for president again?
Somebody's definitely written an article.
Is the impeachment constitutional? It still doesn't make sense to impeach and convict Trump, according to the Washington Post. I don't give a fuck. He's gone.
But chances are he won't be convicted. Yeah. Like, let's be real.
It's...
Don't do that. That's what they do.
It is... Okay, so for you, across the board, you don't give a shit.
Pretty much.
Do you feel like this could have gotten really bad had he been elected, like gotten the presidency again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it alone.
I genuinely don't. I don't know.
All right.
I don't. What do you like?
It
would have been just the same, just different. It just would have been swapped.
Wait, what do you
mean? Would have been people trying to get into the inauguration, probably. You would have heard the same shit. Like, people were getting arrested trying to, you know, it would have just been flip-flopped. There's crazy people on both sides.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just glad it went this way because it's not as loud.
It
would have just been louder if Trump would have won again. And now it would have just been more put off.
It's like, how do I put it? Because you haven't been paying attention to any of it, right?
I mean, to what do you mean? To what?
To Jesus Christ.
Like, but like, what do you say that? Like anything. Like, obviously I've been paying to some things,
right,
but like name something. Like, I don't, like, there's a lot of shit, dude.
There is so much. There is so much. I don't give a shit anymore. Whatever. He's gone. I don't care.
All right. Do you know about the Laurel and
I know that name.
The Yanni Laurel thing?
No.
Which one do you hear?
Oh, are we going back to that gold blue dress?
I was going to do some I was going to try to find some and see if we have differences.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. That's way more fun.
But I don't know like how many there are, but we can try. Oh, here's a different one.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we'll do the Yanni Laurel one first.
Okay, I just got to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, on three, can we say it?
Hold on.
Okay. Okay, on three. I know what I hear. On three, you ready?
Yeah.
On three.
On the number three. One, two, say?
No, one, two, three.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three. Laurel. Yeah, we're smart.
All right. Okay. They had the dresses at the beginning of this video. Wait, I'm confused. There's two pictures.
Then I can't. The one on the left is gold, and the one on the right is blue. That's not the dress.
Oh, I'm confused. I'm sorry.
I'll find the infamous gold dress.
Check out these pictures.
Here it is. Everyone, shut the fuck up. Images. Here it is. This one. It's blue.
Blue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is actually blue, right?
I don't know. All right. This is a different one. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
It's either cheesy or powerful. Come on, motherfucker.
What the fuck? Okay, I know what I heard. You ready?
Yeah.
Cheesy or powerful?
Yeah.
Okay, on the thing, same thing. One, two, three, cheesy. Hey. Yeah.
I don't see how that can be different.
What is happening with our brain holes where other people hear it differently?
I don't know, dude. Because I hear it clearly, but like sometimes I'm like, all right, are these actual, have these been proven to, like, people have heard both, or are people just fucking with us to get views?
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think, I don't think you could. No, I think people are actually hearing different things.
Okay.
What inspired this decision?
I don't know. I kind of heard one somewhere and I was like, I wonder if Aaron would hear the same or like see the same as me. Oh, this is too much. See, this is too much. I don't know. I should have done more research if we're being honest.
That's fine. I didn't do research on my butthole chakra.
Here's a new one.
Wait, what's that?
It's either
Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I want to see if I can just.
Okay.
Okay. My needle, Ray Needle, the needle, Granedle, why needle, we needle, why weeble.
Okay, do you want me to tell you the options now?
Yeah.
Okay, it's either brainstorm or green needle.
Oh, green needle. Is that what you're hearing? Green needle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you hear?
I hear brainstorm.
Fuck you!
I swear to God.
Fuck you.
I swear to God.
You were just talking about...
No. I swear to God. I'm being... Dude, scouts on or whatever the fuck the thing is. Like... full honestly, dude. I heard brainstorm. I heard green needle once, like when we were playing it at the very end. But when we went back, I heard it again.
Can you play it again? Yeah. Brainstorm. Green needle. Brainstorm. No. Green needle. Brainstorm. Nope. Green needle. Green needle.
See, I heard it that time.
Needle.
I'm looking. So this one's obviously pretty. Pokey.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That dude scared me.
Huh. I heard green needle.
Mm.
See, it's all about perspective, bro.
Fucking ads.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway.
Oh, shit. There should be a new episode of Film Favorites out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
what number are you guys at?
Oh, fuck, dude. Like, right now, or as the season is gone?
Like, that's been released.
That's been released. Let me double check. Apparently, fucking Steven Roth really likes it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We are at 449 to 447. Mm-hmm. And it is an experience. It is a journey.
Yeah.
It's like every episode in the beginning, you've never actually listened to it, right?
No.
Okay. He doesn't tell me what it is. At the end of the episode, sometimes he'll check what the next three are going to be, and then he'll cackle because he knows I might get tortured by some sort of Russian film from like 1972. I never know what it is. I never know why. He recently, one of the most recent episodes, he put Toy Story 2 at like 467 or something like that. Like, it's so low. His movie choices are they're everywhere.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really, you cannot predict what's the next movie gonna be. You can't. It's fucking crazy.
That's good though. That means it's like a well-rounded and like well thought out list. Like, it's not just like
a
preference.
He's been working on this since high school.
That's so crazy.
He's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I know that.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to film.
Oh, and it's like, I mean, I don't know if there's an equivalent for D&D. Could you do some sort of crazy organized list like that for D&D?
What do you mean?
Like, could you rank something in D&D like that? Would the same format work? Because I don't know anything about D&D. If we were to sit down and do some sort of D&D thing, could you rank it and I have to...
I mean,
I
guess you could do like most difficult monsters,
and you probably not 500.
No, probably not that many.
How many would
I have no idea?
Okay,
I mean several hundred probably.
Or what about like best professional D&Ders?
There wouldn't be that many.
Hmm. All right. Either way, it's.
I mean, you could do like music, like albums.
Should do that.
That'd be a lot of work. Have fun, dude.
Anthony Fantano could probably do it. You're Anthony Fantano?
I don't think so.
The internet's busiest music nerd?
Don't know him.
You kind of stick in your own lane, huh?
Yeah.
You don't step out of that shit at all.
I don't feel the need to.
You don't ever get bored?
No, not really.
Huh.
I know what I like.
But what about like other things that you may not know that you like?
I come across them every once in a while.
Okay.
I hear like a song in a bar.
Here's what we're going to do.
I've never heard that one before.
Here's what we're going to do, Will.
Oh, God.
We're going to sit together. We're going to meditate.
No, we're not.
You look so upset.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
That's fine, but like, why are you angry about it?
I'm not. I'm just not going to do it.
You sound so upset when you like. No, every time
just the fact that you think I would want to do that.
I don't think you would want to do it. That's why I'm suggesting it, because it would upset you.
Yeah, but I don't have anything to meditate on. I'm good.
What do you mean?
I'm good.
No, but what do you mean you don't have anything to meditate on?
I'm good.
No, but
I don't need to think about shit more, dude.
That's what it is. It's the the idea is that like you're not supposed to think.
Yeah, but that's not what's gonna happen.
Yeah, no, your mind goes crazy for a while.
Yeah.
All right.
Just gonna have a breakdown.
Start foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
At least your butthole chakra will get open. I true climb that. In there real true quick. That. Dig around for some gold.
Set off a nuke. Yeah. Like in South Park. Oh, dude, you should play the South Park game.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
Yes. That's my speed, I think.
If you get the fractured butthole,
yeah,
it comes with the first game, too.
I think what I like about certain video games is being characters that I already know and enjoy.
Okay, yeah.
So the, was it God of War, where you're that guy with the blood on his face?
I mean, it's like a tattoo.
That's a tattoo.
It's permanent.
Well, I don't know that guy, so I don't want to be him.
Yeah.
But I like being Spider-Man. I want to be Miles Morales, and I would definitely want to be Cartman.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, and you can... yeah, you play like... It's like an RPG. It's like, it's kind of like Final Fantasy-ish.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Like, they all have abilities, and it's like turn-based, so like you like choose, okay, this guy's gonna do a fireball this round, it does damage, and then it's like you end the turn and it flips. So
it's like Pokemon.
Sure, yeah, it's a little bit like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. I like Spider-Man more in terms of the fight dynamic, probably.
But like in between fights, you're like walking around South Park and like coming across, like there's a ton of just like references to the show, just like little like hidden like
Trey and Matt really love video games, so they kind of take that seriously.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a handful of South Park games like over the years. There was a racing game on Nintendo 64 that was South Park. It was like, you know, Mario Kart type like deal. Never played it, but I knew it was there.
The logic still works.
I'm pretty sure they have like an arcade game.
Like Ninja Turtles, Scroll.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Nice. Would you ever want to go to an arcade with me?
Yeah,
old school arcade.
Sure.
We do Street Fighter.
Sure, yeah.
I get mad and I fucking hit the...
Well, don't do that because then we get kicked out. Where are we going to go?
Are there arcades?
You know what was crazy? I went to Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Was that where the pier is, right?
Yes.
And they have a fucking arcade on the goddamn pier. You know that? You ever been there? You ever been there? You ever seen that shit? They got a whole damn car arcade on the goddamn pier. Ain't that better? That great?
That reminds me of Patrice O'Neal's joke.
Ain't that better?
Hot vine wrapped around your leg.
Ain't that better?
Toaster. Whatever, I can't remember. Patrice O'Neal's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Neo Funds Arcade in Riverside?
I mean, everything's kind of closed right now. We can go to Riverside Game Lab. Holla. What
the fuck is Riverside Game Lab?
It's an arcade. They have like VR and shit, dude. Like next.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yo.
But they're closed right now, obviously.
No, everything's open now.
Well, I think they're still like... Because, well, they're not outside, though.
No, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure it's open. Let's see.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is this what I mean? Like, I don't... No one knows what the fuck is real. Is California open?
What the fuck? Yeah, 9 to 5.
About COVID restrictions, hospital surge order. How do I find out what?
See, that's why nobody knows.
Yeah, I don't.
You just can't get a fucking answer.
God damn it. Well, one day we should go to the mall and go to those little VR bubble things. You down?
VR bubble things.
In the mall, they have, you know, those like half egg seats where it kind of goes over you.
Yeah.
And you put on the little thing and they have two of them next to each other. And I think you like can race or something.
Oh, cool.
You down?
Yeah, sure. How much is it?
I don't know. I'll check and then I'll look. I'll get back to you and then we'll go.
Maybe in a couple months when I'm making more money and things are back to normal.
Yeah. That made me sad.
Still not normal, so
yeah.
We'll get there.
You ever have those where you're like, oh, we should do this, and you're, oh yeah, it's the way the world is.
It's okay.
No, but I wanted to do this with
you. I'm just broke, so it's like whatever.
No, it's fine, man.
You know what I mean? So it's not like I have money to spend.
Hey man, it's okay, brother.
So
we all go I'm through
tripping.
Financial. Hey,
yeah,
man, we all go through financial stuff sometimes.
I'm not tripping. Hey. I'm just saying I can't be spending money on going to an arcade with you necessarily.
Okay, man. I just thought we could strengthen our bond.
I would love to. That's not the point.
Yeah.
I'm just making a fiscal responsible decision.
Right.
Ish. Although it would be fun.
Is there a video, like a VR thing for Dungeons and Dragons?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. I'll find it. We can do that.
Okay. A fantasy thing?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what we'll do. We'll do a thing you like. You know
how like George has said like there's the, what they call it, like the void where it's like a warehouse of VR. They had that with like fantasy. That would be cool.
That'd be fucking sick. Actually.
The dragon and shit.
Oh. And right? I could jump from things and like swing on things. Yeah. Probably wouldn't be able to do all that, but it'd still be fun. All right, so we'll do. Well, I'll make a deal with you. We'll do a thing you like to do, and then we'll do a thing I like to do.
All right.
All right. So we'll do. Can I just?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we get vetoes?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Once, like every three or something, like once every four activities.
Let's establish this. Let's establish this now. First, here's what I was thinking. Here's the first thing I was thinking.
Dude, I don't even know what I'm going to do with you because I have so few activities that I actually enjoy to do.
This will be fun. All right. First thing is we'll play a video game or something together, right? VR or something. That's something you definitely like to do. Then we'll kill some cats. Then we'll play D&D.
Okay.
Then we'll share my bidet. I don't have any more for the bit. But I'm down for that. Like a swap thing, three vetoes.
Three vetoes. Okay. How many are we going to do in total?
You know, math's not my strong suit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if we're going to do like hundreds of them, I mean, it should be like so many vetoes per.
I was thinking like once you run out of vetoes, you get them back or something like that. They respawn.
What's the point?
That makes sense. I don't know how games work. What about, okay. You offer a thing, I'll offer a thing. We both get one veto. Each.
Until when?
So you have a thing and you have a backup. I have a thing and I have a backup.
Okay.
One veto. So you can either pick the thing.
Each time we come to the table.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So two things each, one veto. You get to pick between the two. Basically, no vetoes. You pick between the two. Does that make sense?
We're going to do this like one time.
Yeah, probably. This will fall apart.
Because we're not very
consistent.
No, it's just like, I have like three things that I do.
Stand up. We'll do stand up.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean.
It sucks. Everything sucks. So okay.
I don't know what, like, I'm just going to be like, we're going to play Risk, I guess.
I actually love Risk.
Really?
I love Risk. I'm not joking. I love Risk.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. It just takes so long. It's so slow. It doesn't seem like a.
It's because I get to hurt other people's feelings. You never had that where you start taking over, you start winning, and you can feel the balls rolling and no one's going to be able to stop you?
Yeah.
And then you get to watch people and their armies get destroyed and you can see the colors suck from their face.
Yeah.
And you look in their eyes when you roll another like 20 or whatever, and then you take more of their guys. I don't think you use a D20
in Risk.
I don't remember the numbers.
It's amazing there's not more like multi-sided die used in other games.
There's a lot
of
games.
It's always six. It's always a cube.
I like it. Do you like gambling?
No.
Fuck, man. You don't like anything.
I don't know. I don't know.
You've been to Vegas?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I did like slots. You know, I do that shit.
You never went to blackjack?
No. Okay. I don't like having to like interact with a dealer. Like, it's awesome. That's weird to me.
Oh, it's awesome.
I feel like I'm going to fuck up. Like, dude, I've been like at casinos, like watching like people like play craps, and then dude would just be like, have his arm on the table and like, hey, don't put your arm on the table. It's like, man, fuck you.
No, don't do that. No, cut off your pinkies.
No, I know, but fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, that's so annoying. Like, I'm just here having a good time. I'm putting my arm on the table. Fuck off, dude.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry. I'm drunk. I need to fucking stabilize.
You ever seen Casino? They do some hardcore shit. Ooh. That's a good one. It's a Martin Scorsese.
De Niro, right?
De Niro, Joe Pesci, basically doing the same shit they always do.
I told you I watched Taxi Driver a while back, right? Did we talk about that on here?
We didn't, but what'd you think?
It was okay.
For its time, it was groundbreaking.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it was like dark and like edgy, but it was like, for like, it didn't age well. Because it's like, oh, there's a 14-year-old prostitute that he says. It's like, this is just a weird, like, and the way he, like, starts dating that one woman is, like, very creepy.
Well, you know he's a villain, right? You're not supposed to like, well,
I know, but it's just like,
he's like Walter White.
But I don't know, it was like, why are there so many things going on in this movie? It was like, he's like saving this prostitute, and then he's like trying to assassinate this governor. It was just like,
so your issues were either with pacing or story.
It was just like all over the place.
It's more story then.
It just seemed like we're going here, and now there's this thing going on too, and it's like, why don't you just focus on one of them?
I think it is indicative of its time.
Okay.
So like,
what was that, like 76?
Yeah, it was the mid-70s. Actually, Bryce.
I mean, why don't we just IMDb it?
No, but Bryce will be weird about it. I'll check that as well, but...
I mean, we got to wrap up here soon. Here.
Oh, okay, well, maybe he'll answer. Hey, Bryce, we're doing the podcast right now. Will, what was your issue with Taxi Driver?
It was too all over the place with, like, their story arcs.
So that he was just... The character was doing a bunch of stuff, and it didn't seem focused for Will. Is there, like, a era thing? Is that something that was going on in the 70s that made it that way that we just don't have context for?
Or is it just Scorsese being like, I'm an artist,
that's bro?
Probably a little bit of both. It came out in 76.
I was right. Holy shit.
This is when like New York was super seedy and was
a
mob.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I guess it would be like someone, someone from the 70s watching a movie now and seeing Masks or something. They would be like, that combination doesn't make sense. But I think you know what I'm saying.
I hope they don't make movies with Masks.
They're going to do that. You know how every generation grows up to basically make movies about their childhood?
Mm.
The kids who are growing up now, they're going to make some weird movies.
Yeah. They're not going to make sense.
I mean,
they're going to be like YouTube videos.
I don't know. It's fascinating. But, you know, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we can wait a couple minutes, I guess, but.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll. Let's see. He hasn't seen it yet, but.
All right, what's your social medias?
It's Aaron Chase 91.
Okay, you can follow me at One Eared Elephant Platforms. Got our podcast network, The Buddy System Co. on Apple Podcasts. You can check out our website, thebuddysystem.co. That has all our content, and the YouTube page as well, youtube.com/thebuddysystemco. Final words?
I don't know, man. Fuck you.